Welcome to the 92nd Navigator. I'm Joel Brookman. We're talking this week about intolerance, and I made the point yesterday that no child is born intolerant. There's no child that comes into the world being racist. It's a learned behavior that really comes through nurture, not nature. Now, one of the things we can do to combat some of this intolerance out there is education. It really is the most fundamental way to fight it. If you think about people that you know that are racist people, the vast majority of those people are ignorant, right? And their ignorance can be a result of poor education, poor upbringing, but education starts at home. And parents ultimately are the strongest perpetuators of the intolerance. So what we do know is that in some cases, teachers can influence students to move beyond some of the simple-mindedness that's brought on by their parents. But as a general observation, I just suggest that the more educated the group is, the more tolerant they are of cultural differences. And I work for a multinational organization, and it is so culturally diverse. It's incredible. I always joke that it's sort of like working for the UN. But it's made up of a group of very, very highly educated people. And with that education comes exposure, and they have exposure to different people. And they have it through university. They have it through the workplace. And by having the exposure to people, you realize that all these issues that people have with each other start to fall when they're actually in contact, when they're actually in communication, and they understand each other and they respect the differences. But the foundation for all of that is education. You don't get to an organization like I'm in without having a strong fundamental education, because the best and the brightest around the world are attracted to this organization. And so it all builds on itself, and all of a sudden you get the best and brightest from all these different cultures, and they come together and they start working together, and all those boundaries that we have fall because they're people. That's really what they are at the end of the day. And we're all so similar, even though we want to point out all the differences. At the end of the day, we are similar. Yes, we have different ideals. Yes, we have different cultural norms. But just because somebody thinks differently from you doesn't mean they're any less than you, or doesn't mean that you can't get along with them. And I think that's really what it comes down to. You know, I've got plenty of friends that are from different cultures, people that I didn't know I'd ever be friends with in life. Never expected to. It just happened because they're just great people. At the end of the day, that's really what it comes down to. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link's joelbrookman.com. From there, they can click on other links to iTunes or to Stitcher, where they can pull in the show. If you haven't yet subscribed and you're listening, you can always go to iTunes, hit the subscribe button, and while you're there, if you'd be so kind as to leave a review, that would be very much appreciated. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 92nd Navigator. We're going to continue our discussion on intolerance, but we're going to talk about exposure. For today, just think about the educational piece, think about the intolerance, and just think about moving past any preconceived ideas you may have about any particular group, and look at the individual.